Part 1. The China Study. Chapter 1. Problems we face, solutions we need. He who does not know food, how can he understand the diseases of man? Hippocrates, the father of medicine, 460 to 357 BC. On a golden morning in 1946, when summer was all tuckered out and fall wanted to be let in, all you could hear on my family's dairy farm was quiet. There was no growl from cars driving by or airplanes burning trails overhead. Just quiet. There were the songbirds, of course, and the cows, and the roosters who would chime in once in a while, but these noises merely filled out the quiet, the peace. Standing on the second floor of our barn, with the immense brown doors gaping open, allowing the sun to soak through, I was a happy 12-year-old. I had just finished a big country breakfast of eggs, bacon, sausage, fried potatoes, and ham with a couple of glasses of whole milk. My mom had cooked a fantastic meal. I had been working up my appetite since 4:30 a.m. when I had gotten up to milk the cows with my father Tom and my brother Jack. My father, then 45, stood with me in the quiet sun. He opened a 50-pound sack of alfalfa seed, dumped all the tiny seeds on the wooden barn floor in front of us, and then opened a box containing fine black powder. The powder, he explained, was bacteria that would help the alfalfa grow. They would attach themselves to the seeds and become part of the roots of the growing plant throughout its life. Having had only 2 years of formal education, my father was proud of knowing that the bacteria helped the alfalfa convert nitrogen from the air into protein. The protein, he explained, was good for the cows that would eventually eat it. So our work that morning was to mix the bacteria and the alfalfa seeds before planting. Always curious, I asked my dad why it worked and how. He was glad to explain it, and I was glad to hear it. This was important knowledge for a farm boy. 17 years later, in 1963...